Hello, welcome to Metal Shock Finland. I'm Dave Pearce. Today I'm joined by Left for Red, Hammerfest 9.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Good, yeah. Thank you very much.
Excellent.
Buzzing?
Yeah.
Which bands would you say inspired and influenced you?
I think we've all got different sort of bands.
Yeah. I mean, some of the main ones, Deftones, Sabbath for me.
Yeah.
Early Sepultura, or
like Pantera, Iron Maiden, Alice in Chains,
Roses,
Guns N' Roses,
Alice in Chains, everything.
Yeah.
We sound like none of them.
Yeah. That's just a lot of stuff that we listen to when we were like growing up and stuff, and it has had a big impact on us. So.
How would you describe your style of music to fans or people who'd never heard of the band?
Stompy.
I think it's it's kind of like big sort of groovy sort of tunes, but like with more melodic vocals, so it's a bit like different.
We're the metal band for people who don't like metal.
it's just they've still got all the riffs and stuff, but I tend to sing a bit more melodic. There's still like some aggressive stuff, but
can you tell me a bit about how the band started?
Yeah, probably. We've known each other for 33 years.
Yeah, but you started it though with another guitarist.
Yeah.
And then you, Dan.
I met Rob in a lot more slender Rob in college.
Kettlebacks.
I've always been this way. I met Rob in college, and then through that, obviously met Alcy and Phil. And then we sort of had a few lineup changes. Aaron joined in 2010, Phil joined in 2012, from 2012 really, that was when we released Mercy Flight.
As I say before, I mean it's all totally different, but it's just you two and a different singer.
Phil was the ginger icing on the cake.
He was.
It all got really good when I joined.
We kind of needed
got a lot uglier.
It needed us all to be together to make it right.
You've opened for a lot of bands. Can you name one highlight out of them all?
Skindred.
Yeah, probably. It's hard.
Yeah, Skindred.
I think because it was where we was.
Yeah, because like we've been to gigs at the Wolverine, and Civic Hall was like when we were kids, and I'd always wanted to play the Wolverine Hall. So when we played it, I was just like,
that was good.
That was amazing.
Yeah, we had a wicked night playing with Sacred Mother Tongue.
That was good. It's hard to say.
Mate, all of them have been amazing.
When we opened with Breed 77.
I love that gig.
At the Pie Factory.
Are we totally cheating? Are we being politicians in here?
No.
It's hard to say, though, isn't it? Because there's so many good ones. But
probably Skindred.
The
bigness of the gig, the bigness of the crowd.
And went there when we were kids. Loved it.
Bit of nostalgia.
Sort of thing. Walking around like the places where you know watching the kid at the
game. When you go bad, I'd love to play.
It's nice because we sold an album like after to like a young lad, and it was like his first gig that he'd even been to. He came to me with his dad and said, "Nick, can I buy a CD?" That's when I came to see my first gig.
Yeah, with me. I never got tagged.
I saw my first gig there. So it's like
next generation.
Inspiring.
To lay off the pies.
You've been on tour since January. How's it been so far?
Brilliant.
Absolutely amazing.
All the gigs have been.
I'm saying that I missed out three, but
yeah, that was good.
All the gigs have been good. I mean, we started off just in Wolverhampton, just like a sort of hometown gig, and then we went and did some gigs with Eternal Fear in Sweden.
And did Hard Rock Hell Metal.
Oh, we did Hard Rock Hell Metal, of course.
Absolutely amazing.
Then went to Chester and London and Gloucester, and then
How easy is it to choose your set list?
Very easy.
We
just play the songs we can play.
We still got like a course that we play. I mean, normally there's a couple of songs we'll chop about a bit. But
yeah.
It's not. Until we get the new album done, and then
everything changes. I'm start arguing then over what songs to
get. I want this one.
Just played second stage a little earlier. How did it go?
I thought it was brilliant.
The crowd were really up for it.
So it was brilliant.
Signed CDs, you know.
Signed
photographs of people. Yeah, I've interviews now. We can't complain at all.
No. Can't complain. The beer's really good as well. I have to say, Hobgoblin.
Yeah, pretty cheap Red Bull vodka.
If they're listening, endorsement. I am partial to a Hobgoblin.
Been 2 years since your last album, All Things Known and Buried.
Yeah.
How was that received by your fans?
Good.
Yeah, I think it's sort of, because we did the EP before, I think then it was a nice, you know, people, it's just a logical step forward, and it went down well with all the fans and stuff.
We sold a lot of copies of it. Yeah. We got us on a lot of gigs as well, good reviews, so.
Yeah, the reviews are really good.
Next album goes down as well, I'll be happy, so.
We just sort of keep striving, so obviously the next one. I mean, Mercy Flock was like our star. Then it was like All Things Known and Buried sort of had to crush what we did with Mercy Flock, and our next album is going to crush what we did with All Things Known and Buried. We just sort of tried to push forwards as much as possible.
Is there anything in the pipeline regarding a new album?
We've got four songs pretty much written.
We're going to start recording it in May.
Get the drum tracks down.
It's
coming along really good.
We're quite happy with the sort of style it's taking.
A little bit more aggressive, a little bit faster, just a little bit more, you know, not like.
And just a bit more complexity within the music, which is nice.
Because we're actually writing this as an album, where the other one wasn't particularly written as an album.
We just kind of put the best ones we played live and then wrote some songs to go, whereas this time we sat down and thought, right, we're going to write an album.
Which is quite scary when you say we've got 10 songs, we want to do it next year, right at the start.
But we've been a bit more, I think, unified with the writing this time around.
We all sort of know what each person's after, like. You said, like, Rob's usually after groove, I'm usually after heavy, Al's usually after melodic, Phil's usually after whatever Phil wants.
Aaron likes to be easy.
Aaron likes to go dun.
So we've invited him some parts in.
Light and shade.
We try to keep the songs heavy, but I also have lots of like melody as well. In every song.
We like to keep them catchy.
You get good big riffs, but you still got the melodies and stuff as well.
Fan question. When was the last time you were starstruck?
Probably meeting Skin. Maybe meeting Skin. Oh, actually, when I met, because the guy from Ugly Kid Joe was there, when he introduced himself to me, I just went, Ugly Kid Joe? Yeah. And he was like, no, what's your name? Sorry, mate.
I didn't even realise who it was, and he said, we're taking back to my hotel. I started walking like he was any old dude.
Do you want to rephrase that?
He didn't do anything to me, he was very nice.
Some bloke who didn't know who he was asked you to take him back to his hotel.
I'm just that kind of guy. Some guy asked me to go back to his hotel, and I
got a bit starstruck when we played with Skin then.
Leave it there.
That wouldn't be down at you, Avery.
Yeah. Anyway, and then he said, I'm from Ugly Kid Joe, and I was like, really? And so then I got a bit starstruck, so I was like, I remember, you know, sort of.
Is that when he invited you inside?
And then he invited me inside and had his wicked way, and I've been branded.
isn't that liable or slander?
No, he hasn't.
He was a very nice chap.
He had a photo with me and then went on.
I was a bit starstruck when we met Benji from Skindred. That was cool. It was a bit it was a bit of a moment.
If there's any festival in the world you could play, which one and where would it be?
Next up on our list is Download.
Yeah, I'd love to play Download. It's because I've been going to it for like 10 years plus. So it's Donington Park as well. Yeah. So it's like, I want to play Donington Park. Whether it's Download or not, I don't care what it is.
Tick list that we're going down.
It's Donington Park. Because Donington's where the history is, and I want to play it. So.
Yeah. Have you got any gigs planned for the rest of the year?
Yes, I'm gonna do this right now.
Don't forget the cover.
Yes, I know, I'm on it. So,
I'll tell Angel if you forgot it.
On the 9th of April, we are playing at Mosh Against Cancer in Coventry.
Yeah.
Wicked lineup put on by wicked people. Then on the 15th of April, we're playing Ashes Fest in Pontypool, and we're headlining that one. on the 30th of April, we're playing Dementia Aware Fest at the Roadhouse in Birmingham,
yep.
Hometown Show. That's an acoustic show. On the 18th of June, we're playing Mayhem Fest, another acoustic show. That's what I was trying to say to you earlier.
Acoustic shows.
Yeah, man. On the 25th of June, we are playing Pentry Fest in Pentry.
Don't read out the ones that aren't announced yet.
Yeah. On the 8th of July, we're playing In Festival in Sheffield with Spreading the Disease and the Heretic Order. And on the 7th of October, we're playing Rock Diabetes Forging Fire Festival in Trowbridge.
And we're going to make an album at the same time.
And we're also going to do an album.
Going to do an album.
And that's only up to October. Yeah. We've still got November and December to go.
And eat and sleep and stuff in between.
Sounds like you've got a busy few months going on there.
I'm just saying we weren't going to be playing anywhere. This is relaxed compared to last year.
Yeah. This is spaced out.
All right, thanks guys for the interview.
Thank you very much, man.
Is there any last words you'd like to pass on to our readers and your fans?
Buy our album.
Oh, yeah, so go on to leftforred.com or also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/leftforred.uk, Twitter.com/leftforred.uk, and everything else is pretty much just leftforred.uk. So
also on VCD single.
Yeah, so Rob is on the market. We're taking bids from
£2.50.
He prefers big hairy men.
Nice. Benji from Skinred could be interested then.
Maybe.
You never know.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, guys. Thank you.